Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the goodness of God in our lives. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and he asks three questions to get them to reflect on how they got to where they were in life. In verse 7, he writes, "For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?" You see, this church was filled with carnal, boastful people who only cared about status and position. They thought they were self-made people, and Paul is trying to pop their bubble and give them a reality check. He was reminding them that everything they had, their health, their status, their possessions, their spiritual gifts to serve the body, all of it was given to them because of the goodness and the grace of God in their lives. The fact that we are recipients of the goodness of God is something that is taught all throughout Scripture. And I think God does this deliberately because we're forgetful people. And we often fall back into this crazy mindset that nobody helped me get to where I am. I got here because I'm that good. And God in His Word has to remind us to stop the foolishness and recognize that it all came from Him. There are passages like James 1:17 that says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights." There's Lamentations 3, verse 21 that says, "But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in Him. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." In fact, if you're listening to this broadcast and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, Romans chapter 2, verse 4 tells us that the goodness of God is designed to lead you to repentance from sin and faith in Jesus Christ. And so, as believers, when we stop and realize the goodness of God, I think of the song that says, "And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks." May God forgive us for harboring a spirit of ungratefulness. And may we always remember that everything we have comes directly from the hand of a faithful God who is good all the time. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.